Hi guys, welcome to my first poetry read. I hope you guys are doing fine and thank you so much for joining me today. The first poetry that I'm going to do for you is She Walks in Beauty by George Gordon Byron. Let me tell you a bit about the poet before we go further. So George Byron was the author of Don Juan, a satirical novel in verse that is considered to be one of the greatest epic poems in English written since John Milton's Paradise Lost. So apart from being a very influential poet, he was also a politician. He also traveled extensively across Europe, especially Italy, where I believe he lived for 7 years. Later on in life, Byron joined the Greek War of Independence, fighting the Ottoman Empire. He died in 1824 at the age of 36 from a fever contracted after the first and second siege of Missolonghi. So I hope that gave you a little idea of our poet today, Lord Byron. What do I think of his poetry? Well, I find it very lyrical and tender. And even though it's tender, you can actually see passion and fire, you know, sparks of them flowing through. I think Lord Byron was a romantic at heart in his personal life, at least of what I read on Wikipedia. So I hope you enjoy his poetry that I'm going to do for you right now. She Walks in Beauty. Have fun. Enjoy. She walks in beauty like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. One shade the more, one ray the less, had half impaired the nameless grace which waves in every raven tress or softly lightens o'er her face, where thoughts serenely sweet express how pure, how dear their dwelling place. And on that cheek and o'er that brow, so soft, so calm, yet eloquent, the smiles that win, the tints that glow, but tell of days in goodness spent, a mind at peace with all below, a heart whose love is innocent. Isn't it beautiful, guys? Well, I love it. So that was the poetry by George Gordon Byron, She Walks in Beauty. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I had reading it for you. And don't forget to join me on my next poetry reads, which will happen next week. Till then, do take care, stay safe, stay blessed, and have a lovely, lovely day. Bye.